This is Taking Stock with Pim Fox and Courtney Donahoe on Bloomberg.
You guys worked hard, so now it's time for wine. Nuno Valle is the chief marketing officer with Vini Portugal. It's an association, and their aim is to promote Portuguese wines. Thanks so much for being with us on Taking Stock.
Hello, Pim. Hello, Courtney.
How much of the wine market is in Portuguese wines?
Well, the U.S. wine imports data show us that Portugal in the last year grew both in value and volume over 5%. And actually, the states are for us very important. They are our fourth biggest market in terms of exports, and it's growing. So hopefully Portugal grow as a category even more in the States.
You know, here in the Northeast, Portuguese wine is very apparent in liquor stores and at restaurants. And it's very interesting that even during this very difficult economic time here in the United States and especially in Europe, the demand for your product is increasing. Why do you think that is?
Well, it's a lot of factors altogether, I guess. One thing is there's the biggest effort from our producers concerning exports. So traditionally we would sell a lot more inside Portugal, and now the producers are focusing also because of the situation that Portugal, financial situation of Portugal, the producers are looking more for the exports. So that could explain a little bit. Then also the unicity of our wines. It's normally blends made out of local grape varieties that got to be known in the international markets. And it's gastronomy profile, so it's very versatile. Most of them are very well considered by famous sommeliers and chefs all over the world. So the message spread, and nowadays people also, as you said, the consumer in uncertain times, they look for price quality. And they are more demanding, and I guess that helps Portuguese wines a lot.
What do you see that you need to overcome to grow your market share as far as the Portuguese wines are concerned? What do you consider your greatest competitor, and how do you perceive you'll be able to overcome that?
Well, we are what we call an old wine country. So our biggest competitor would be actually our neighbors, Spain. They beat us 2 days ago in soccer semifinals, but we are gaining some market share against them in the wine business, which is good. But also all the wine market share that is there for the and the knowledgeable consumer and the people that want to try new things, and we are looking for it. And one thing that I think it's very good, it's a couple of years ago, we would only see the top journalists or sommeliers or chefs talking about Portuguese wines and saying how amazed they were. And now the message is starting to reach the consumer. And I hope in a few months and the next following years, and the message will reach more and more the consumer, and we will be able to increase our market share.
Next week is the holiday. I'm more of a white drinker, and we have one of the bottles of Portuguese white wine in front of us. Les is holding it up right now. Tell us more about this.
Well, it's made out of it's coming from the Douro region, which is in the center of Portugal, but not so close to the coast. It's considered to be one of the best regions to produce whites, not only whites to drink now, but especially wines that can age very well. Its main grape variety is Encruzado, which is on one side fresh and with nice creamy notes, but also very elegant. and some tropical hints that gives it a little bit of more complexity. And as you said, now the holiday, the 4th of July, is coming. Actually, today before this call, I decided to talk with a chef, Portuguese chef in Portugal. And he recommended as a great pairing, not only for summer salad, but also for salmon or fish. He would say that would go perfectly.
What kind of varietals are in your red? It's actually quite tasty, but it's not clear from the bottle.
We're enjoying it here.
Yes, the red comes from the south part of Portugal, so just south of Lisbon. And it's made out of four Portuguese grape varieties, which are Aragonês, Trincadeira, Alicante Boucher, and Toriga Franca. And it's all those grape varieties give a good complexity and a lot of fruit into the wine. And the Trincadeira brings a little bit more acidity and freshness. And it's a well-ripened fruit wine. And the concentration that it has makes it one typical, very typical Portuguese wine.
Nuno Vale, thanks for being with us from Vini, Portugal. Also like to thank Les Funtlader, Joe Bruswellis, and my co-host Ben Willis of Albert Fried.
You can listen to Taking Stock weekday afternoons at 3 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2012, Bloomberg LP.